So let me tell you about the time that I thought there was a dead body that we had to call the cops on at a showing. So we set up an appointment to see a property in Herba Valley, me and my clients, husband and wife. And we go ahead and make the appointment, and the access says seller. We show up, knock on the door, ring the doorbell, call a phone number on there, nothing. No answer. We do this for about 5 minutes, and I'm knocking hard. Duck, 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 duck. Go around the back. I open the door because there's a lockbox. Hello, hello. Start yelling inside. Nothing, nothing. No response. Close the door back up. Call the agent up and said, hey, you know, the seller's not here. Can I still go see the property? And he goes, hold on, let me call. I can hear the phone ringing. Bring, bring. She calls probably four different times. That thing is blaring. Nothing. So she goes, you know what? Just go in. He must have left. So we go in. We open the door. And we start touring. It's a two-story house. So we decided to go straight upstairs first because they really wanted to look at this master bedroom and loft area. So that's what we do. So we go upstairs and we're talking and yelling and we're walking upstairs so you can hear the steps. Tick, 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 tick. And, you know, it's echoing everywhere because they had wood floors. And we walk downstairs and we go to the kitchen. And as we go to the kitchen, you know, the clients are in the kitchen looking at how big it is. And I just kind of look back and next to the kitchen is this living room. I look up in this living room and I see a body. And I'm like, what? I get closer. It's the freaking owner on the couch laying there. And I'm like, holy shit. And I look at my clients and go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. They see them. They freak out. We're loud. No movement. Nothing. I just get close. I can see his chest going up and down. But he is not waking up. We are as loud as can be. We run outside. I call the agent, listing agent up and said, dude, he's on the couch and he's not waking up and we've been showing the house. She's calling his cell phone. I could hear it ringing. He's no answer. So she's like, oh my God, he must be having a medical emergency. So I'm about to call 911. I'm like, you know what? Let me scream off the top of my lungs. And those of you that know me, I'm pretty loud. And I'm screaming, hello, sir, hello. Nothing. My client decides, you know what? I'm going to call 911. So he's on the phone with 911. And I go in and I shake him a little. And he opens his eyes and gets startled. He goes, oh my God, can I help you? And I'm like, yeah, you can. Are you okay? He goes, yeah, I'm just taking a nap. I go, I'm your showing. Oh, I apologize. I fell asleep. Do you guys want to see the house? I'm like, we've been in your freaking house for 10 to 15 minutes. We called you. We yelled at you. We screamed at you. And he looks at me in a very calm tone, he goes, yeah, I'm a pretty deep sleeper. So do you want to continue seeing the rest of the house? And my clients look at me and they're like, nope, we're good. Thank you very much. And we walked out. No dead body, just a very, very deep sleeper.